nothing to do with me. And I had to repent and crawl on my hands and knees back to God, begging him for his forgiveness. Now, it may be that you weren't brought up in a tradition where it was that starkly put. But believe me, it was starkly put on occasion when I was growing up. And yet we have before us this morning a verse which I think utterly contradicts that particular idea. The idea that we are abhorrent to God, that we need to beg and plead for his forgiveness. We need to come on our hands and knees and crawl before him because we are not worthy of him. The Apostle Paul says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And I'm only going to speak for a few minutes. I've said that before, haven't I? You know, I'm still going 40 minutes later. But I am going to try and speak for just a few minutes. And I'm going to highlight these four things. God loves you. God acts in love towards you. God acts to save you. God's love is freely given. And we're going to say those, and you might want to say them either just into the air, or you might want to say them to your neighbor. Okay, so number one, let's say it together. God loves you. Number two, God acts in love towards you. Number three, God acts to save you. Number four, God's love is freely given. So if you miss everything else, you know, you've got, those are my final points, you know. But I'm going to begin and simply reflect on this verse. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And the verse begins, "But God." And I mentioned this before, how wonderful it is. Those verses, those statements, those sentences in the Bible where the writer says, "But God." Let's have a look at our passage. Verse 6, you see, at just the right time, when we were still sinners, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. And then very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. Would you die? Would you lay down your life for someone else? That's what the Apostle Paul is asking. Would you lay down your life for someone else? Your partner. If the choice was their life for your life, would you swap? Would you lay down your life for your children? Maybe we think that if our children are suffering in some way, we'd think, yeah, I would swap with them in an instant. But how about a stranger? How about somebody who has wronged you? Would you swap with them? The Apostle Paul is making exactly this point. Very rarely will someone die for a righteous man. For a good man, for a really good, someone might possibly. Because they're good, I'm not, and it's better that they live than I live. And then Paul says, "But God." And he wants to make the point, you see, we live and think and act in a particular way. And we think it all makes sense and is logical. But God, he acts in a different way. Because God is love. And his love is immense and generous. It is outrageous and scandalous. God, in his love, would give himself not just for the good man or the righteous man, but for the stranger and for the sinner. But God turns it all around on its head. And then the next word is this, demonstrates. God's love is not just a theory. God's love is not simply remote and far away from us, something that we can philosophize about and rejoice in and sing songs about and say, this love is so wonderful. It's like the rainbows in the sky and the dew on the grass and all this kind of lovely stuff. No, but God, he demonstrates it. He does something about his love. He acts. The next part of the verse is, but God demonstrates. God doesn't do things in the way we do them, but he does act. And it is his own love. And the focus is very deeply and profoundly upon the love of God. He does love. And when he loves, he acts and he demonstrates his love. The next part of the verse is for us. God demonstrates his love for us. That means for you and for me and for our neighbors and our friends and our families, for all those in the world who have never even paid a moment's notice to God. God demonstrates, God acts out his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is not a new truth. This is not a fresh truth that Paul has suddenly, it suddenly dawned on Paul and thought, I must share this with people. The gospel writers were well aware of this reality. For God loved the world so much. How does it go? That he gave his one and only Son. That everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God demonstrates his own love to us in this. While we were still sinners, while we were still a long way off, God acted. Christ died for us. And so the message this morning is so, so simple. So straightforward. Do you know, some weeks when I'm preparing for a Sunday morning, I sweat and I struggle. And I think, my, oh my, what on earth am I going to say? And I look at, I stare at the page. I write down notes and I prepare a sermon. Then I throw it away and write another one. And it may not come across like that, but that's what happens most weeks. But as I opened up my Bible this week, it was clear as anything. Simply tell them, I love them. Tell them, I love them. And there's part of me that says, can't I make it sound a bit more profound? Can't I make it sound a bit more clever? Just tell them, I love them. Which is why I've given you four things. God loves you. God acts in love towards you. God acts to save you. And God's love is freely given. The abundance of God's love, the immensity, the generosity of God's love is, I think, a little bit scandalous. No, that's not right, is it? It's not a little bit scandalous. It's outrageously scandalous. Because God loves not just you and I, but he loves everyone. Everyone. And he has acted in that love to save everyone. Even if those very same people he's acted for want nothing to do with him. Because he loves. And that's all I've got to say. Tell them I love them. God loves you. And he has acted within history that you might know that you are loved with a love that is so vast and immense and generous that it is scandalous. God would save everyone because he loves. Let's pause and pray. Gracious Father, this morning we thank you that you love. Gracious Father, we know that you do love, because the Bible speaks about your love. And Father, we know that you do love because the Bible reminds us God is love. And so in some sense, Father, we understand that everything and anything you do brings love to us. Father, we confess that we're not always very good at receiving your love. It's as if we would rather live with an old idea that we're somehow not good enough. We're not worthy enough. We're too sinful. Father, we confess it's as if we'd rather live with that idea than say, I am free because I'm loved. And Father, forgive us for that. Help us to receive your love and to celebrate your love. And Father, help us as well, as we know that we are loved, to love others. To love others generously and outrageously. And in this, we ask that your blessing would rest upon us. In Jesus' name. Amen.